Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Rob, this is a LeBron day and a Lakers day.
No doubt about it.
I think people all over the country are talking about the Los Angeles Lakers and the fact that they have fallen off of the map. And they look horrible and look like they are, as you have been saying, headed for the draft lottery. I still give them a shot to make the playoffs. So we'll get into all this and talk about this. But
the thing that you're right about is my nephew hit me up this morning on Instagram, and he's the biggest LeBron fan going, okay? And his message to me was just one of defeat. Like he was distraught this morning because he couldn't believe that they had lost to the Memphis Grizzlies.
For some people,
LeBron people are.
Well, for some people, this is like, I remember when I was in college. I remember everything about it. When Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas, and me and some of my friends got together, I was literally like in shock the whole night. That night, my fraternity, we were throwing a big party after the fight. And we did it. We had the party and all that. But I was, like, not right. I was not right the whole night.
No?
I was, like, shaking, like, just in a little bit of shock to see Tyson lose because he was undefeated at that point, was knocking everybody out. And I think some people who really, especially young kids who are really into LeBron, it is like seeing – this
like the beginning of the
figure.
End.
Oh, it's looking like the beginning
right?
of the end for
where,
sure.
Where people go.
It may be the end of the LeBron James era. I know he's going to play three more years and he'll
but
probably
you know
be
what
great.
I mean. Right.
He's not going to be first team All-NBA this year.
No, it can't be.
Unless there's something miraculous happens over the next 22 games, he is not going to be first team NBA, All-NBA.
No doubt about it. So much to do, so little time. Let's welcome in the iCouple crew. Wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Of course, Rob G is our producer. Alex is our engineer. Deb Carson, our sports anchor. She'll keep us updated throughout the program. Aura is our intern on the other side of the glass. And, of course, Elijah, our social media guru. So we are in full effect on this Trash Talking Tuesday. So let's get it cracking and with Mr. Chris Broussard.
Aura up there in that Knicks jersey, Knicks jacket. He got some guts.
He does.
You walk around in Southern California. First of all, just a Knicks jacket in general. I mean, the Knicks are horrible.
And I thought
it have
I thought,
been for ages.
But I thought he was maybe like born there. That's why.
No, he's from L.A.
He's from where are you
somewhere
from? Burbank
here.
Or right around the corner or something.
But he looks like he can handle himself. He got the beard. He's husky like Rob G. You know, he looked like he don't he look like he can handle himself?
I doubt anybody would step
yeah,
to him.
So maybe that's why. But I give him some credit for at least wearing it. And he's happy. He's thinking, this is our summer.
Or maybe
we're about to be nice.
Or maybe he's just wearing it because it was on sale at Marshall's.
That's true too.
You know?
But he is a Knicks fan. He said he's a Knicks fan.
No, I know.
I don't know why, but he is. And I forgot he told us.
I'll tell you this, Chris. I'm you know I've been saying they weren't gonna make the playoffs, and I've been talking this very strongly.
And don't get all you just know everything about sports.
When it talks about the NBA.
Because don't make me bring up Tom Brady.
Just calm
don't
down.
Don't make me bring up the Patriots before you get on your high horse.
This is a smokescreen. Because Chris Broussard is the NBA aficionado. He's Mr. NBA. He knows all about the NBA. I'm just a novice, even though I've been covering the league since 1987.
Yeah.
I wasn't on
serious hiatus to cover baseball.
I wasn't on ESPN doing Shoot Around or whatever that show was called. What was it?
Countdown
or whatever. I got your countdown. It's the countdown to the end of the Lakers season. I've been calling for it for years, but finally, this is a year where I'm going to be right.
That was
right.
About Tom Brady. That was not about the Lakers and LeBron.
Tom Brady could do that.
Tom Brady. Brady can't help the Lakers. You know why, Chris Broussard? Their season ended officially last night. Yes, the Lakers season is officially over. Wake the kids, call the neighbors. It's over. You keep waiting. Those Chris Broussard, you know what Chris said 2 weeks ago on Undisputed Every Day? His argument was, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. That was his argument. They'll be fine. LeBron's track record. I'm sorry. LeBron James is a broken-down 34-year-old jalopy who can't play defense. Okay. We saw it last night. It was pathetic, Chris Broussard. I don't care about he was the greatest player on the planet. Last night was rock bottom. I could not imagine. He stood there, and he had the nerve. Who was it? Conley drove past him for an easy layup.
I mean, it was Conley and everybody else.
He looked and threw his hands up like, where's the defense? Try to stop the basketball. Can you move to your left a little bit? Can you move? And then there was another big three that hurt them late in the game where it was LeBron's man. He stood there.
The Brazilian Kevin Durant.
Yes.
That's what they call that
guy. That's what they call him. And
I can't think of his name.
He looked at the guy. He didn't run towards him.
He was nowhere near the
dude. He didn't go there.
We were closer to that guy right now than LeBron was last night.
LeBron would have been closer. If he was in Brazil, he would have been closer to the Brazilian Kevin Durant.
Now, look, dude. It's in the Bruno Caboclo is the guy's name. That's the guy's name.
Is that his name?
Who?
Chris.
It's indefensible.
Hold on. Let me finish one more.
All right. Go ahead.
I've been trying to tell you this, and I know people want to go back. I told you LeBron James came here, right, for Hollywood and all the other stuff that goes with it, you know, the businesses and whatnot. He didn't come here to win a championship. He did not. And he told you, I have nothing to prove. Do you remember that speech? I don't have to prove anything to anybody. I don't want anybody jack. I told you he wanted to be Meryl Streep and a mogul. That's what LeBron James had in his future, not to win a championship. He came here without the pieces in place, without his number two guy. He's never done that, Chris, and that's what threw up a red flag to me because he had to wait to find out what's going to happen. And I understand he had the young core. Don't now tell me, oh, the core. Dude, this is what you signed up for.
You signed up for it.
Right?
You knew who
you
they
knew.
Had. And LeBron was very much in on the veterans that they signed.
Those
the fact
year,
that they weren't
yes.
shooters. The fact
what,
that they
the first
were playmakers.
Thing you said was that they weren't
shooters.
They
were defenders that could switch. They had some toughness about them. LeBron was in on all of that.
So, I told you he's the worst general manager in the NBA. He did it in Cleveland. You remember when they put together that
Cleveland
ragtag?
Cleveland won the title.
No, I'm talking about the last year, Chris, when they brought in Dwayne Wade.
They got to the finals.
And all that. No, not with Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose. And all those older guys. Then he was like, oh, well, this isn't working. They don't want their roles. And they won't. So then they went and traded with the Lakers and got Nance and got who's the other guy from the Lakers?
Rodney Hood. George Hill.
George Hill and
Larry Nance Jr.
Right, they got all and the other guy with all the tattoos.
Yeah, the Jordan Clarkson.
Right, they brought those guys in. They didn't add up anything. They lost in four games. They got swept. And my only point is that you can't sign up for something and then act like all of a sudden you were bamboozled or you got a phony hand that you weren't expecting. This is what you signed up for.
You brought up an interesting point, and you said it before. It wasn't the first time. You've always said it. LeBron came here to be Meryl Streep. What I would say is LeBron made a miscalculation, a big one. Because, I talked to people close to LeBron, and they felt, just as LeBron said a few weeks ago, LeBron's legacy is set. If he doesn't win it, yeah, of course he wants to win.
I agree with that.
But if he doesn't win a title, you know, he's LeBron James. He's done what he's done. Like, you can't
– but that's
nothing's
not what Laker
going to
fans
take
want
him,
to hear.
Nothing's going to take down his legacy. That's what they felt. And so, of course, he wants to come to L.A. and win a championship. But if he doesn't, he's Teflon. That was the feeling. And you're absolutely right. And I said it several times on the Herd last year before he came here. I said, look, when all the talk was LeBron's coming to the Lakers, I said, LeBron, just think about it, though. You better come here and win. This was one of the reasons I said maybe he shouldn't and maybe he won't come to L.A. was because if you come to the Lakers, every other star on your level has won a championship, at least one. Jerry West, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, they all delivered at least one championship. That's what the Lakers are, but they're not going to be happy getting to the second round.
No.
They're not going to be happy even getting to the finals and losing. They won a title. And I agree that it will not – LeBron is tremendous. Last night he obviously became the first player ever to be in the top five scoring all time, top 10 assists. No, you can't do that. That's a legitimate number. That's an incredible achievement. So I do agree. He shouldn't have tweeted that out or Instagram, but it's a tremendous achievement. And it was done in winning. They didn't win championships every year, but he did that on a winning team. So nobody can take that away from me. So I agree his legacy is his legacy. However, especially in this day and age, you are what you've done lately. What have you done for me lately? Janet Jackson sang that. I'm pointing at DJ Tyshirt. He don't know nothing about that. He could throw that up there. What have you done for me
lately? I know that.
You know, but there you go. But anyway, LeBron, a lot of people are going to remember this, especially Lakers fans, who already don't like the fact that he's ranked ahead of Kobe all time.
And don't you remember with all those guys who were marking up the murals, right?
Yes!
Before the season even started. So you could imagine, you already have that group of people out there. And here's the other part.
This could be an ugly 4 years for LeBron.
Why?
If he doesn't. And I don't think he's going to win a championship again.
But he
needs to get him close just to make him relevant.
Here's the last reason, Chris, that I do believe that the season ended last night in Memphis is that teams aren't afraid of LeBron or the Lakers. Like, there's no –
this isn't Toronto shaking in their boots.
You know what I mean? Like, there's blood in the water. Yes. And these teams are like, we can beat them, a LeBron or no LeBron. And I think that's the part that I see that – Noah last night. This dude has been on life support. I mean, where did he come from last night? Right?
He not going to do that against anybody else.
No.
It's the Lakers.
I'm telling you.
It was their Super Bowl, their championship.
And the idea that you could bury LeBron.
Yes. Noah has always had it in for LeBron. Right. Remember back to when he was in Chicago.
But you can now, all these players are like,
yes,
we can bury LeBron. He thought they were going, they thought when LeBron went to L.A., they were going to like add LeBron, pour water, stir, and win a championship. That's all they thought. Oh, just add LeBron to that young core and get another player, and they're gonna be ready to take over the Golden State Warriors.
Well, nobody was saying that.
Well, Come on, some people were.
Nobody.
Yeah,
nobody
the LeBron
was
people.
Saying
yes, the LeBron people.
I don't know if anybody on earth was saying
you
that.
You said 53 wins and,
okay,
and the Western
Conference. They were the fourth seed.
Don't stop saying that. I'm tired of hearing that.
I can't say a fact.
I don't
want to
hear that. No.
I can't say a fact.
No, that was three months ago.
No, get off your high horse, Mr. Rob Parker. I am saying a fact.
I'm on my high horse.
Just because you want to overcompensate.
I was right on this rodeo.
You want to overcompensate because you took such a shellacking.
We're not talking about
football season.
Stop it. Stop.
Now you want to overcompensate and beat your chest. Who? Like, I know all. I know all. Don't know all.
Who's the
NBA
expert?
And this season is not over. There are 22 games left, and I think LeBron James has enough pride that they might make something of it.
What does might mean?
I can't say definitively because the dude don't defend.
That's so
lame. But they might make something happen.
Let's bet a pair of Jordans on Mr. Mike.
Oh, no, you pulled out the bet. We'll get to that next.
No, we're going to do it.
You pulled out.
Yeah, but you can't have it out.
No, it's over. You had your chance.
Why won't you bet it now?
Because they look like garbage. All right, that's why. I would bet you, but you had your chance.
Did you pull it out? Did you say they look like garbage or LeBron looks
like
garbage?
They look like, as a team.
I just want to know which
whole
one.
Unit. Defensively, he looks bad. No doubt about that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Ayers, let's switch briefly, Rob, to baseball, a topic you always love to talk
about. And games have started. You know, spring training games. I mean, here we go. We're about a month away, a little bit. Chris, the 28th is the start of the regular season. What's today, the 26th?
Yes.
I mean, we're like about a month away.
Yep.
And Bryce Harper's not in camp. doesn't have a deal, and it seems like the Phillies have been trying, but he won't bite.
Well, there are conflicting reports that have come out now about him. A few days ago after he met with the Phillies, there were all these reports about how he hit it off. Literally, like that was the quote, hit it off with the Phillies manager Gabe Kapler. Now, today, 3 hours ago, Randy Miller, who's a Yankees beat writer for NJ.com, he writes this. For what it's worth, my source who is close to Bryce Harper tells me the Dodgers and the Cubs were his first choices all along.
I believe that.
And he prefers not to sign with the Phillies. I've been hearing all winter that Harper does not want to play for Gabe Kapler due to analytics and quirky personality. And Kapler is a heavy analytics guy.
And he got into it with players last year, if you remember, because Kapler was another guy who had never managed before, you know, this whole new trend.
It's all numbers, baby.
Of bringing these guys in who are going to listen to the front office and take whatever. I told you in Houston when they won this World Series, their manager never even made out a lineup the entire year, Chris.
Yeah. Well, and it's a copy. All the leagues are copycat.
Right.
So teams have gone that way. Kapler, one of his first games, maybe it was his first, remember, he took out, I can't remember who the pitcher was, took him out after, like, he was mowing the opponent down, and Kapler took him out after 60-something pitches because the analytics say that the hitters have more success against the pitcher the third time they see him in the game.
Right, even though he's mowing everybody down, absolutely.
The problem, look, I'm all for analytics as a part of your front office, your baseball, your basketball, your football operations. But it cannot be the entire thing. You can't run a team based entirely on analytics because it doesn't measure your heart. It doesn't measure team chemistry.
It was Aaron Nola. He had 68 pitches in that game.
Right. Okay, there you go.
Well, they just signed to a new contract. Yeah. He's a stud for them.
But it doesn't measure, like, who's clutch and who's not. Like, we saw the Dodgers last year taking out all their left-handed hitters in the World Series.
At Fenway Park, they benched those guys. Their four best home run hitters didn't play.
That is unbelievable.
Didn't start the game, I should say.
That's not even good for the game.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's not good.
No,
fans,
I agree with you.
Fans want to see the best players, the stars, whether they strike out or shine or whatever.
What did I say about everybody's following the Oakland A's pattern.
Out of analytics.
Right? Out of analytics.
How many World Series they got with analytics?
Zero.
They were a great franchise before that.
Right. And they were 28th in attendance. So they won 97 games and they couldn't draw people because people they don't have stars and they don't play the type of baseball that people are into. That matters.
Right. Look, I don't know about you, Rob. I hope Bryce Harper comes to the Dodgers. Because I think it's what he wants to do.
No, I agree. It would be great.
And he can get it. It would be great. I get it. He may not get his 10 years, but if you get 5 to 7 and the annual number is huge. And I also think, I know yesterday we talked about, you said he can't for the sake of the other players. Now with Arenado signing Machado, now I think he could go less and he's just one guy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Call your guys. You know all those LeBron people. Call them. Just say, LeBron, you need some help. And we could give you that platform.
Get you juiced up.
Exactly.
You're ready to make a strong run.
Right. So after you lose to the Pelicans tomorrow night, you know, like maybe you should come on the radio.
Well, let me say this, Rob, about LeBron. For the last 10 years or so, maybe even a little more, basically for the last 10 years, everyone essentially has referred to LeBron James as one thing.
I'm glad you said essentially, not everybody, but most people. I will give you that.
The best player in the world. Most people have referred to media, fans, opponents. You know, most have referred to him as the best player in the world. And now that is really in doubt. And you think it's not even in doubt.
I don't think right now the way he's playing.
But don't even say right now.
No, I'm talking about
right
now.
Is he the best player in the world or not?
He's not the best player in the
world. We know he's having a bad 3 weeks or whatever.
No, he's not the best player in the world. Absolutely not. And I think most people right now looking at him say no. And I know you'll say, well, other guys don't play defense. What about James Harden? James Harden.
What about him?
Defense.
That's your best player in the world.
And what he was able to do.
Does he play defense?
When he went on that.
Does he play defense?
But the difference is when he didn't play defense, they went 21-9. LeBron just doesn't play defense, and they lost to the Pelicans, and they just lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. That's
and
the
also,
issue.
They also beat Golden State.
Oh, stop it.
No,
that was at Christmas.
Was he locking folks down before Christmas?
Stop it.
Was he locking folks down before Christmas?
I'm talking about right here, right now. Don't tell me you thought that they were going to
lose. I don't know what your right here, right now means this week.
You thought they were going to lose to Memphis?
I thought Memphis was playing good basketball.
Stop it, Chris.
Now, look, I'm going to say this, Rob.
He's not the best player in the world.
You think James Harden is the best player in the world?
I take James Harden right now.
You can't use the defensive reasoning.
Are you ready?
If you're gonna say it's James Harden, how about Giannis? How about Kevin Durant?
If James Harden was on the Lakers right now instead
with
of LeBron,
with Luke Walton as coach, no, I don't think
they
so.
They would have won those two games that they just
maybe
lost.
With Mike D'Antoni as coach. James Harden
they
is great.
They would have won those games.
James Harden is fabulous, but he is also in an offense that is tailor-made for numbers. Tailor-made for numbers.
But they were winning games,
if LeBron
Chris.
Had a coach like D'Antoni, he'd be putting up huge numbers too, and he could be hidden on defense. They're hiding James Harden on defense.
But they don't. LeBron's not winning. That's the problem I have.
But when he was winning, you still wouldn't give him props.
I didn't say that back then. I'm talking about right here, right now. He's not the best player on the planet.
Here's my take.
Not close.
Here's my take. I tend to say you become the best player, the mythical best player in the world in the playoffs. Because the postseason, first of all, is a season unto itself. I mean, it's 2.5 months long. It's a season unto itself.
So great players who never played in the
Now,
postseason.
If you can't get your team to the playoffs, you're not the best player.
I didn't say playoffs.
I'm not talking about the finals. No, you don't have to get to the finals.
Okay.
Michael Jordan was the best player in the world before he got to the finals.
Okay,
but he delivered.
That's what I wanted to find out. Though.
He gave cats the business in the playoffs. He lost, but he'd give him 63. He'd give him 49. He'd have the opponent, Larry Bird, at that time arguably the best player in the world, saying, I think he's God disguised as Michael Jordan. So if you go out like that, then yeah, you could be the best player in the world. And so what I'm saying is this is a bad few weeks for LeBron James. He does not look like the best player in the world. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But before I make that statement, I'm going to wait a little while. I want to see a larger sample size. I want to see, does this injury have anything to do with it? Is he still smarting because of that? Or is he not in shape? Did he get out of shape while he was out? Or, like, look, he might just be old.
Okay, I was going to say.
I'm not going to carry the water for him. He might be old. But I want to see a larger sample size. If he can't get this team to the playoffs, the 6-12 stretch without him is no excuse. Because as you said, you've lost to Memphis. You've lost to New Orleans without AD. You've lost to Indiana. You've lost to Atlanta with LeBron.
Yes, and
so
LeBron had a triple-double in those games.
It's
right.
If LeBron came back and they were hammering teams and he was balling and they didn't make the playoffs because they went 6-12, that'd be different.
That would be totally different, but he's back and they're not
and
winning.
They're looking back. But
that's why I got an issue with it.
Well, all I'm going to say is I'm just going to give it a little more sample size. I'm with you. Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think, right now is playing like the best player in the world. Kevin Durant is always right up there. Harden is great, but I would put those two ahead of him. But I'm open. Look, no player, I said this last year about LeBron, no player in the history of the NBA before LeBron in their 15th season was ever considered the best player in the world. No one. And that was an achievement. Now he's in his 16th season, and guess what? He very well may not be the best player in the world anymore.
Yep.
He's not, certainly not looking like it.
And we've finally seen cracks in his armor. Is that the good word to say? Cracks in his armor where he's hurt. He got hurt, which
right.
he normally doesn't do. And since he's been back, whether the groin is good or not, Chris, we don't know. But he's out there playing. He's playing many minutes.
Right.
I mean, he played the other night against Atlanta. He played 43 minutes. What do you have last night? 40?
Well, that's where, yeah.
I mean, you're
40
playing,
last night.
It's not like you're playing and you're playing 28
right.
minutes because you know your groin is on fire and you can't
right.
do it.
You're right.
You can't
right.
play 40 minutes and then tell me.
And he's showing bursts,
right.
like dunking on people
and
here.
Stuff like that.
He just, and what he's showing, I mean, you brought it up. What he's showing looks like age. I'm going to give him a little bit. He's earned it. I'm going to give him a little more time, little benefit of the doubt. But it looks like age because, one, a part of age is injury. You just can't stay on the, you know, the floor. You can have your moments. Like Dwayne Wade, every blue moon, every week or 2 weeks, maybe 2-3 weeks, he has a turn back the clock game.
And you know
but
what?
But he can't do it consistently. And LeBron can make a good defensive play here or there, but he can't do it consistently.
This
He's
is
not even trying.
This is where I thought that maybe LeBron, the age thing, was really factored in. Because the other day he went to McDonald's to order some breakfast. And he asked for a senior coffee discount. You know what I mean? Because
that was bad, man. Let me bring in, and we've
Alex.
Talked
Thanks.
About this,
Sorry,
Rob. Our producer, the beloved
Rob G. Rob,
I mean, he is walking around here.
Rob Garrett
in the
sick.
Family.
He's sick.
I mean, he really, haven't we, like, you can just see it on him as clearly as you can see the shirt on his back.
Because he's a big-time
right.
sports fan.
Lakers fan.
Yes. And he thought when LeBron came here, he would be on the parade route on Sepulveda. I don't know if that would be the route, but, you know, on the parade route. And now
Pico,
he's realizing.
Whatever.
That he's not going there, and that's not happening.
But it's rare. Like, you can see it in his walk. You can see it in his body language. You can see it in his demeanor, his countenance. He's hurt.
Yes.
He's sad. He's not even laughing at my Husky jokes.
Nothing.
He's not laughing at my 5'4" jokes. He's down. I feel for him, man.
You know what?
He said he's husky. He feels husky. His spirit is husky right
Rob
now.
Rob G, you're not husky. Don't accept
Rob
that.
Rob G, get on the mic, man. Get on the mic. I'm dead serious, though. You are a lifelong Lakers fan, hardcore Lakers fan. How are you feeling? I think you speak for Lakers Nation, and I say that in all seriousness.
I feel sick.
This gives us a window into the mindset, the heart of a Lakers fan. How you feeling, man?
Well, Chris, to quote, you know, my mom, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed right now with LeBron James.
Mm.
And the reason being is
Preach.
Because as a Laker fan, you grew up, if you're in my age bracket at least, with Kobe Bryant. Now, I'm not going to say I told you, I'm not going to say that Kobe's better than LeBron. I'm not going to make that argument, whatever. But I will say that when we had Kobe, you never felt like he let you down. You never felt like he didn't give you everything he had. You never
Except
felt like
for Phoenix
you're
exactly.
bringing up old stuff. Right
Except
now.
For that game, he didn't.
You never felt.
How does that? I'm just saying.
No,
like,
Chris.
Okay,
Rob G. That's
most
one
of the time.
Other than Phoenix game.
Other than that one time.
Yes.
And maybe when he has to be traded to the Bulls, yeah. you know.
Okay.
But other than those two times, you never felt like the game. Like, it didn't matter to him to play for the Lakers and give you everything he had. LeBron James, in less than one season, looks like he doesn't care. You know, he's posting on Instagram after they just lost again. Oh, but you know, there's light in this darkness. Shout out to myself for getting in the top 10 in assists. You know, I put this out on Twitter earlier. I'm sure you saw it, Chris. I know you follow me. You're following all my tweets here. That season that Kobe tore his Achilles, you remember with Mike D'Antoni?
That was a good tweet. That
yep.
was a really good tweet.
Kobe played 319 out of a possible 333 minutes in the last 7 games to carry the Lakers into the playoffs. By comparison, LeBron James spent a night making music with 2 Chainz and drinking wine after midnight and then took the next day off against Golden State for load management.
No, I mean, and
now,
so
I would say
and,
that.
And the time stamp on that, though, shows that that's
No,
right.
I agree. I don't know for certain. Of course, I don't know any of us in here know. My guess, though, would be that LeBron had already been given that day off. That's my guess. I might be wrong.
But the optics look bad.
The optics are bad. There's no question.
The optics are bad. Because they need LeBron against the Warriors.
Right. And I feel you, Rob. That's a great stat. Bring up the one where the record was the same. right?
Yes. At one point, both teams were 29 and 30. And that year, Kobe put the team on his back, basically played every minute of every game for the last 2 weeks to get him into the playoffs. 29 and 30, they finished 46 wins, I think, to make the playoffs.
Is that the 45, Smush Parker? 45. Smush Parker was on that team?
They missed it with Smush.
No, that was the Steve Nash, Dwight Howard, Pau Gasol team.
Okay, all right.
That's fair. And look, the good news for you, Rob G, might be LeBron has said he loves it when he's uncomfortable. And he's getting more heat. Rob, would you agree with this? Both of you guys. I think he's getting more heat right now, and it's going to continue as if they continue to play like this, more heat right now than he's gotten in an awful long time.
There's no doubt about it. Absolutely.
Like, even when they lost to Golden State, it was blamed on the teammates, or it was, well, but LeBron averaged a triple-double, or he got him to six games without Kyrie and Love. Like, he was largely praised in those losing situations.
But in this one now, what's going on is people look at it and they go – because every night they go, all right, well, all right, they lost to Philadelphia. Okay, I get that, right? Philly's a good team, whatever. They'll bounce back against Atlanta. Like that, like,
yes,
okay,
yes,
and then
right.
They lose. Then they lost the game. Then they beat Houston. Okay, second half, LeBron's activated. They get a good win against Houston, come back from 19 points. Now they can get a winning streak together because now they play – who'd they play?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
AD.
Without AD, and they were on a back-to-back, the second end of a back-to-back. They lose that game.
Yep.
Then they go, even Shannon Sharp said on Monday, oh, yeah, I'm going to take off. I won't go up if they lose the game. Not thinking, you know what I'm saying?
He didn't want to show up either.
No, right. But not thinking that. You could say that because you thought
right.
They're going to win this game.
He said, you might as well end the season if they lose tonight.
Because they really
Memphis.
Thought, right. Everybody thought, oh, no, there's no way Memphis is going to win that game. And for Memphis to win that game, it does. It just has an effect. And that's why I think people are looking at LeBron going, what?
No
LeBron's
doubt.
Supposed to be the difference in some of these equations. He should be the difference.
If they don't get Anthony Davis, then LeBron very well may have been much better just staying in Cleveland. Even if you don't win the East, because I don't think Cleveland would have won the East this year. Unless they made major changes. I think Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston are better than Cleveland was last year. But you could have, if you would have falling off, and he's going to fall off at some point, right? I mean, it's father time. Jordan fell off, so it happens to the best of them. But if he would have fallen off in Cleveland, he had delivered that championship, is a hometown kid, you know what I mean? It would have been fine.
It would have been, oh, yeah.
Now, if you come here and these just happen to be the worst years of your at that point, what would it be, maybe 20 years, 19, 20-year career? And you just can't deliver, and it's not your fault. You're just older, and you just don't have it. But you're going to get some heat because Lakers fans ain't playing that. You saw some of them defacing this murals.
This was before the season even started.
When they thought he was going to lead them to the playoffs.
Right. How many people said they were going to Western Conference Final?
Yep.
Chris Broussard. I mean,
I said 53 wins. Shame on me.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Easier. We always love having our next guest in.
One of
our
favorites.
He is an NBA champion and Fox Sports NBA analyst. None other than Antonio Daniels. And he's a native Ohioan, too. So I know it pains him to see LeBron James from Akron going through what he's going through up there in L.A. Or do you take pleasure in this? As a former Spur,
no.
Do you take pleasure in this?
No. Why would I take pleasure in that?
Antonio, you know it's a lot of people around the league. Now, I know you're not a player anymore, but there are a lot of guys in the league taking pleasure in this, right?
That's because when you're on top for so long, people love this. They can't wait till you fall. That's
right.
Just life. I definitely don't take pride in seeing what I'm seeing now. And honestly, as a former player and now analyst for both TV and radio, like it sucks. Like it's kind of offensive. You know what I mean? Like the way everything is being done. in L.A. from the beginning. From the beginning. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's a really, really bad situation down there.
Now, a lot of this, though, is it on LeBron?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Look at that. I love it, man. No.
You can't deny
it. You cannot deny it.
Go ahead and expound on that, Antonio.
You know, this is what I, you guys seen the movie Remember the Titans?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, it's a line in that movie where Julius says to the other guy, attitude reflects leadership, Captain.
Right. Remember that.
And this is what this is about. And with LeBron, if I'm in that locker room with LeBron, and we've had this conversation before, if don't be hypocritical. You know, when you're talking about leadership, leadership is not about what you say. Leadership is about what you do. Leadership is also about showing some sense of blame and compassion. It's not always on everybody else. It's not always on Luke Walton. It's not always on the organization. It's not always on your teammates. As a leader, you have to carry some semblance and form of responsibility to everything that's going on in L.A. Because I tell you what, if this situation was reversed and L.A. was in first, LeBron would be being praised like crazy.
No doubt.
No doubt about it. Hey, when you talk about this in leadership, the part that, you know, when he throws his hands up in frustration sometimes, you know, after a guy gets an easy bucket, he's not playing any defense.
Right.
Antonio, did you saw the plays last night? He just matadored people straight to the basket.
Right. And the thing is, you know what? There are certain guys throughout this league that deserve a pass because they exude and have so much responsibility on both ends of the floor. So if there's a player or two that LeBron took off, I'm not tripping on that player or two.
I agree.
Because there's not a player in this league that plays with that amount of pressure and responsibility that's going to go 100% every single play. I get it. But when it's becoming a constant, and it's not just last night, you can go back to the game before and the game before and the game before, you're saying one thing. And this started back when everything was going on in the locker room, where you tell guys to stay off social media, and then you're on social media.
Right.
Or you tell guys, well, you know what, listen, I don't know if everybody's mind is on basketball, and then you're out making movies and shows and doing records and all this other kind of stuff.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? There's a form of hypocrisy that's coming out of that locker room. And if you're there and you're looking at him, it's – I am not taking away from LeBron James' greatness, but I tell you what my mother has always told me since I was a child, to whom much is given, much is required. And when you're required, that means you're going to get criticized along the way.
Look, obviously LeBron, he just had a big accomplishment last night, first player ever, top 5 points, top 5 assists. So his legacy is going to be great no matter what.
For sure.
But how much of a dent, if they don't make the playoffs this year, and I got to be honest, Antonio, I don't think LeBron's going to win a championship again. Now, you know, I'll give him a chance. I'll leave a little percentage that if they get Anthony Davis, maybe they can win it. But if I had to bet, I would say he's not going to win a championship because he's not going to get better. He's just going to keep getting older a little bit
right
here and there. How much of a hit to his legacy is it if he comes to L.A., doesn't deliver a championship, maybe doesn't even get to the finals?
That's a toughie. Because his legacy is what it is.
Right.
I mean, now it's to the point that he can do nothing but add to it.
So he may suffer in the present.
Right.
But overall, at the end of the day, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, his legacy is what it is.
Right.
And you know what kind of made me think different about his legacy as well? Is when he said, when a couple years ago, maybe it was even last year, when he came out and said, you know what, I'm chasing the ghost. Which means, you know what, I'm trying to get as many championships as I possibly can to catch Michael Jordan. And then this year, a couple weeks ago, where he comes out and he says, you know what, I have nothing left to prove.
Right.
You know, that's like a quick change of heart and a reality check. That shows where he feels right now that the Lakers really are. And I tell you what, Rob, I tell you what, Chris, if they don't acquire somebody via free agency this summer, next year is going to be another long year.
No question.
No doubt about it.
It's the Odd Couple. We're joined by NBA champion Antonio Daniels.
Hey, Antonio, the other thing that I noticed, and maybe you've seen the same thing, is I don't think other teams are afraid of LeBron and the Lakers. When I see Memphis, what they did last night, and I saw the Pelicans without Anthony Davis on the back end of a back-to-back, and you start seeing these teams go like, hey, there's blood. You can beat them with or without LeBron James. Is some of that, you know, some of that change where they don't look at the Lakers the same way or LeBron the same way?
But I don't, with all due respect, and this is not a shot at the Lakers by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't know if they felt that way, if teams have felt that way all year anyway. You realize who LeBron is
right.
and what LeBron is capable of, but as far as that roster and the way it's constructed from top to bottom, I don't think that that team has ever really instilled fear in anybody in the Western Conference.
I guess the thing that I'm looking at is teams that would benefit by losing, do you know what I mean? Like Memphis and New Orleans, they're winning. Like they could lose but those games because it would be beneficial.
They want to beat LeBron.
I know, but we all know, man, players don't tank. Players right. don't no, know what agree. Tanking means. You know, an organization can put you in a position to be unsuccessful. The organization can tank. The front office can
right.
tank. Players will never lay down a tank. Guys don't get to this level without being competitive. So if you go out on that floor, and a lot of these teams that you're talking about, these are guys that are auditioning for other jobs. It's not about beating the Lakers. It's about supporting my family and moving on. I'm not concerned with L.A. and what they have going on. I'm concerned with showing 29 other teams that I'm an NBA player and I can be a viable player in this league for a legitimate amount of time.
Right.
Guys are going to compete.
LeBron, look, because he does so much on the court, he plays, you know, point guard, power forward, small forward. He can be tough to fit stars around. You called New Orleans Pelicans games during the season. How good of a combination do you think LeBron and Anthony Davis would be?
You know what's weird is Anthony Davis would be the first guy, I think, of that type of game that LeBron has played with.
Right. I agree.
Because, you know, Chris Bosh was the third option.
Right.
Kevin Love was the third option. We're having a different conversation.
Yes.
If Kevin Love was the second option. And if Chris Bosh
the second options
option.
Get theirs around LeBron, right? It's the
right.
third option that kind of gets marginalized. Right.
Right. And that's why when we talk about, and we talked about this last time, when Chris Bosh and Kevin Love, when you talk about those big threes, I think those two guys were the most important of those big three. Not the best, not the most talented, but those guys had to sacrifice the most.
Right.
And if you have Anthony Davis and you're LeBron and you're somewhat declining, you know, your health is not what it once was, this could be that time where you see LeBron kind of take a back seat and say, you know what, man, I'm going to play off you. I'm going to allow you to do your thing. I'm still going to be LeBron James. I'm still going to be have the highest basketball IQ of anybody on the planet. I'm still going to be bigger, stronger, faster, and more athletic than anybody else on the floor, but I'm going to allow you the opportunity to be you because I understand as the year goes on, my body cannot continue to take this pounding and me be at my best come March and April.
I think that's a great point. I was
no
saying
doubt.
To Rob earlier, as LeBron ages, he may need to just kind of transfer to a full-time point guard. Or maybe
right.
power forward or something. But you know what I mean? Where he's not doing as much
everything.
As he's doing right now. Yeah, and if he's a point guard and AD is your first option as far as a scorer, then that could work pretty well if they end up together.
It definitely could work well if they're together. But that's a – you know, once you find out with guys in this league, guys that can recreate themselves have really, really, really long careers.
Right.
Vince
right.
Carter is not Vince Sanity anymore. But I tell you what, he did such a great job at recreating himself that now he's a knockdown shooter, a great locker room guy,
yep.
and a guy you can rely on for 50 to 20 good minutes a night after playing 21 years.
Right. Unbelievable.
Recreating yourself is a skill.
All right.
It's hard to do.
Antonio, great
always.
Stuff as
Pleasure.
Always, man. We always appreciate the wisdom.
For sure. Appreciate it, fellas.
All right, man. Later.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.